Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It is 1:11 on September 23rd, 2015. This is Shanti. You're listening to Talking to Shanti on KPCRadio.com. My name is Shanti Robinson, and I'm back, bringing you the real, the unreal, and the motivation to go out and do something great. Today, I have a very talented gentleman with me.
Hey.
That goes by the name of King Kalfani.
What's good?
And I have his artist with me that goes by the boy named That Hippie D.
Oh, I'm a man.
Oh, I'm sorry. He is a man named That Hippie D.
Hey, everybody.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, King Kalfani.
Hello, world. Well, a little bit about me. I'm a visionary from a small town, so I got a lot to prove and a lot of people to show what I can do.
And what is your small town?
My small town is called Monrovia, California. I wasn't born there, but I'm an implant that reps it to the fullest. So 626, that's what I rep.
That's right, rep that. That's mm-hmm, right. Mm-hmm. And where'd you go to high school?
I went to Monrovia High School, actually. that school is like super historic. Like everybody's like shot a movie there or something. Like, but it's crazy because it's like people who go to that school, like it just seems like a sand pit. Like a lot of people don't get out of there and do something. Like they're just stuck in that same place. Like trying to get out is crazy hard.
Did you go to college or are you in college?
Yeah, I'm actually over there, a senior at Cal State LA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you know, trying to do my thing.
That's what's up. What's your major?
I'm a marketing major, so, you know, I'm trying to hit that business side of the world, you know, try to get behind the scenes a bit.
Behind the scenes of what in particular?
Honestly, this music thing has been coming up lately because all my friends are so talented. Like, I'm with That Hippie D right now. We've been rapping together since we were like 16, right?
Yeah, like 16, high school.
16, like, and we just stopped for a while. I went to college, you know, went into some crazy stuff. Homies went into some crazy stuff, and then we came back 2-3 years later, and now we just have this force behind us, like, it's a movement, like, it's crazy. And then, you know, I do the film thing, you know, I've been doing that since I was 18, so about 3 years now. And I released a short film last year in a film festival at Cal State LA. So that was cool, you know, getting my feet wet.
Getting your feet wet mm-hmm. in film. So what have you done in film?
I actually PA'd for a couple people. I PA'd for a man named David Fisher, producer. He had a show called Mixed. It was online. It was really funny, really funny. It was who's the other sister? It's Vanessa Simmons was starring in it. Really cool. So after I did that, you know, I went into doing my own production, released a short film at Cal State LA called Dark Liquor. It's not about liquor, but it's about, like, you know, the struggles of, you know, the kids who don't have a story. And I pretty much want to do that for the rest of my life, is just tell the stories that people usually don't hear on film.
That's really inspiring. Mm-hmm. I feel that. And since you do come from a small town where you say most people don't get out, and you find something to do and makes you different from everybody else. So what other things do you get your feet wet in? I see that you already have two things, marketing and film.
Yeah. Oh, I do events too. You know, we threw an event on Melrose with the Originators clothing brand last year, December 13th. And it's crazy because that was the last consecutive date we'll have in like 500 years or something like that. It was 12, 13, 14. So that was pretty cool, you know, in terms of like number wise. And, you know, we had a really big turnout, sold it out. We had sponsors, all kind of people there. We had a full turnout, and it was so crazy. And then eventually, you know, it just started popping. My boy, that Hippie D, that was his first performance last year, December. And that was a Christmas premiere for my homie Slim Ballin, a.k.a. Gladstone B, a.k.a. Funk Yogi.
Free Funk Yogi.
When he comes back out, I'm gonna have some crazy music videos, I'm telling you right now.
So you're a director too?
Yes. I direct music videos for my friends and talents alike.
Talents you like. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing that puts you in a position to have a career in that field?
What am I doing? Like, you know what? It's jumping from film to music videos is all so similar because the artist, like that Hippie D, I'm working on his music video right now. This one, we're about to tell a story. Like, we're really telling a story. Like, we're treating this like the NWA movie, like, you know, telling it real raw and rugged. Like, all these other music videos got money, cars. I don't want to see the same thing, you know, but that's what it is, really. But we're going to have music videos that really touch somebody's soul, make you cry, make you happy, make you mad. Like, oh, why did he get shot? Mm-hmm. Why did that kid get shot when he had good grades and he wasn't gangbanging? Why did that gangbanger who got out the game get shot at that party? You feel me?
Right, like, that's how deep your videos go.
Yeah.
You have short films. He's getting excited in the studio just thinking about it.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. But we're just you know, right now we're trying to plan out how we're gonna attack, because, you know, there's a lot of loops you gotta jump through, you know, just starting anything off. Just even getting ideas down on paper is hard nowadays, you know, just with distractions. But we got the outline right now. We got the outline.
I can see that. I remember attending an event called the Hip Hop Revival, and I see that there's mm-hmm. a lot of artists that performed work that was up in that situation, in that place,
mm-hmm.
That reflected you guys' movement, and it's really strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the artists, man. You want to talk a little bit about the artists?
Man, all the artists we work with are phenomenal. They're talented, and they're not even on the map yet. Like, we're all trying to get ourselves out there. We're trying to get our name out there. And with this music is a way of expressing ourselves from when we had nothing. We're all coming from the bottom, you know? We're all coming from a town. It's like a small curse. Like, you could make it, but it'll bring you right back. You know, you can make it out, and then something will happen, or you just stuck there, and you're the most talented person in the world, and half the time you just want to give up. But then again, it's a dream.
That's a dream.
We have to grind and to keep that dream going. We, you know, people hop on the wave, and the artists that we have is, man, you guys got to check out my homie Prominent.
Mm-hmm.
Prominent 94. Look him mm-hmm. up on SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
It's an awesome artist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's dope. I hope they're listening, and they can go on kpcradio.com and listen to the show and be like, hey, the homie just shot me out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I see you guys are really passionate, and I can kind of feel that you guys feel that the people that are famous now, the people that are on the radio now, people that are big in hip-hop and rap are not deserving at all, like, at all. Am I right?
I'm not going to get on my Kanye level today.
But I have the answers.
So no comment.
Shanti has the answers, everyone. Shanti has all the answers. Nah, honestly, you know what I feel like? I feel like right now we're just at a point where creativity has gotten stifled. You know, I don't feel like people aren't creative or don't deserve their popularity. You might put out a great song. I like your song. You know, I bounce around into it. But, like, what's it about? Like, what's it really about? Because back in the 1950s and 60s, like, there was hit songs on the radio, but it was real songs about people falling in love, falling in and out of love, the homies getting shot, you know? Like, you know, like, all that. But now I just feel like the art is just so stifled. Like, name a movie that didn't come out about superheroes or a cop or, you know, some police. It's all about the same thing. And then music-wise, too, like, you really don't hear music about somebody's stories on the radio. You hear about two hooks and somebody going in singing about nothing.
Hey, what's up? Hello.
Don't throw no shots at Fetty.
I love Fetty, though.
Don't throw no shots.
I love Fetty. Just you can make it doing anything.
Very true, but
he has real songs too, though. But that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's not really all on the artist, though. That's why I say the art is stifled, because Fetty Wap, I swear, Fetty Wap probably has like the realest drug music out there. But the one that got him out there was the one where he not even saying nothing really. It's just the hook. You know what I mean? So right. It's like they already know what's gonna get people jumping. Now they just push it even further and further. But I mean, real music is coming back though. It's coming back without a problem.
I feel that there's a lot of R&B artists who remind me of people that were in back in the day, I can see that. I see people from groups like Day 26 coming back and trying to make a comeback and having that old school R&B quote unquote,
right?
And then bringing it and trying to twist it and make it a new way, but they're new and improved. So I feel you on that.
Vitamin C from Inglewood, California.
Like, well, orange juice.
No, Vida, V-I-D-A, V-I-D-A, and Chris B from Coomzee. Man, two powerhouse R&B people I'm working with right now. Like, they're at the Hip Hop Revival. Vitamin C is an R&B artist I met over at the Originators.
I remember there was an artist at the Hip Hop Revival, and he reminded me of that song Candy Rain. What was his name?
Oh, Joseph. That's my newest R&B guy, Joseph. He's from Florida, actually.
He's from Florida.
That guy there,
yeah,
he was talented. Yeah. I would like to see some more stuff of
him. Yeah, no, he's very talented. I'm actually working on a music video for him. We're just, you know, scouting places to do it at and everything. But yeah, he's definitely great. I heard some of his music. I have some music right now on my phone, and like, man, that dude got vocals.
He's honestly like the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Actually, I went to that show and I saw that performance, and I let him know, and he actually like thanked me. He wasn't like an LA dude like, oh, thank you, I know, like, big headed.
No, the people that work with the Hip Hop Revival are really down to earth and really will sit and talk to you. Like, the Hip Hop Revival was built around the belief that if we put together people who really believe in it and truly believe in it, then it'll flourish. Like, no matter how small the budget, no matter how many people show up. Like, the first concert I had that wasn't the Hip Hop Revival had like 20 people, 30 people there. And like, that was out of college, you know, so it was like, I didn't expect that many people to show up, but like 20, 30 people, I was like, dang. But I mean, a lot of
was that a lot for you for your first interview?
First interview.
I mean, your first show, your first performance, your first.
No, the first concert was at Cal State LA, and it was called the Music and Fashion Exhibition. But what happened with that was, I'm not going to throw no shots, but basically what happened was, when you have people who are at the top telling people at the bottom certain things before a concert, you expect that to happen at the concert, such as getting mics for the artists, because you can't perform a concert with no mics.
That's like common sense.
Especially if you're in a room next to mics. So I was like, okay, we're going to have to pull this off somehow. This delayed my show like an hour. My first act left and went back to the Valley. Like, so I was like, what do I do now? We ended up having to get some random mics out the woodworks, out the back of my DJ's car. One didn't even have a, it had duct tape on the bottom. But we still put on a show, and, like, people started showing up eventually, and it was popping. We took a little picture and all that. But it motivated me to the fullest, because now my shows are sold out. And people know why, because, like, we like to have fun, and it's real. Like, you know, we really put on shows.
Wow. So how do you promote these shows? Where can our listeners go to see, you know, posts where they can pull up and turn up?
You know, honestly, you could check my Instagram page. You could follow me at ThatHippieD, you know, on Instagram. You could see me posting all these events all day. I'll post them all day.
So at ThatHippieD. So that's at ThatHippieDee.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you can look up my Instagram too, where I'll be posting up a couple of things. Is at _ King, KingKhalfani _. That's my Instagram and Twitter. You can follow ThatHippieD too, because we'll definitely have the shows popping for sure.
Right. So it's not just some, you know, Valley promoters who just post stuff like, oh, come and say my name at the door. And no. These are young men actually putting things together, like renting out venues,
yes.
making flyers, making yes. events online, yes. having people go RSVP.
Yes.
So this isn't some little kid, you know, no. party. Yeah.
But this show isn't your all, ID. No. This isn't all just to get our name out there. This no. is also us. We have to show love to get love.
Passion.
You have to show love to get love. In this world, there's no way you could get anything done without showing love.
Mm-hmm.
And earning that respect and loyalty to create a family, to be, make a production team.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The hip hop revival is literally me and a select few people who really believe in the culture, and we really want to keep it alive. Like, we really want to keep it alive. We really want to keep hip hop going, because, like, right now, you see where it's going, and you know it, I think it's alive and well, but we don't have a lot of shows that show that, you know. Mm-hmm. We got parties, we got concerts, but those concerts aren't really hip-hop, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. they got some hip-hop in there, but it's mostly techno, it's mostly house music,
right?
You know what I mean? So, like, we about to get it, and we party there too. We have fun. Like, we really have fun.
It was fun. I can attest to the fact that it was very fun. So what you personally, what do you have to go through to get, you know, event like the Hip Hop Revival started, from the venue, give me everything, run it all down to me?
Rule number one, cash rules everything around me.
Cash rules everything around me. You gotta have money. So this is what I did. I was like, look, I have no money, so I'm coming from nowhere. So what I did was, once I started meeting people and, you know, started really getting in touch with people, I'm like, look, this is what I want to do. This is what we can do. And you know, I took a lot of no's, like a lot of no. And then eventually some people saw this little show here. They saw this little performance here. They're like, you know what, you could do something. So let's put a little bit of money here. Bang, bang, boom. Now we have a little bit of money for the event. So you got to rent out the venue. Then you got to have artists. Okay, bang, you got to book the artists. But you know what's crazy is that people will pay $20 to get into the club and not $25 to perform. And really perform to some fans. And you know what the club is charging right now for you to open up for somebody? $300, $350 in LA, Hollywood. I was asking $20 for the first hip hop revival. People are like, oh man, bro, $20? But I'm like, yo, this is for you to put your music out there. You know what I mean? I'm not charging you $300. I'm charging you $20.
You kind of got to spend money to make money,
you got
honestly.
You got to. I don't understand. But look, the artists who did say, oh, yeah, that's a steal. They were on stage killing it.
They were on time. They helped with setup.
They were inviting people. Oh, okay, so after the artists, of course, then comes the people. You got to get people there. So how do you get people there? You got to have the right artists. All my artists don't. None of my artists there were talking about killing people in their songs. Not one. I even have, you know, R&B singers on the roster. So, like, there's a lot of mix up. There's really good people coming out. I got everything. I got hood music. I got trap music with stories. I got love stories. I got all that. I got people who do all kind of music.
So, I like that, with stories.
With stories. You know, I got some people that have, you know, done some things in their past that they're not too happy about.
I'm not too happy about them.
You know,
hey,
but
you learn from them and
look,
you keep it pushing.
That's
life.
That's where the real music came from, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's where music came from.
I wrote for a little section of my life, and it was from things that bothered me, made me feel some type of way. I was probably listening to The Weeknd, like, man, let me write. And I would write, but after I go through and read it, I'm just like, that was like my therapy. That was how I got through it, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just a weirdo.
Man. You're not weird at all. You're talking to a kid who will read some anime comic books and watch it on TV all day.
Look, it's yeah, right now. It's
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Nah, right now it's cool to be
Pokemon.
It's cool right now on Instagram to be like, oh yeah, I watched Dragon Ball Z. Oh, I watched Pokemon. Nah, when we were younger, I really had Pokemon cards in my backpack. Like, I really watched Dragon Ball Z every day.
Like, people posted like a throwback Thursday, but when we was in elementary school, wanted to talk smack, like trying to pick on you because you was training
yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Exactly. I'm like,
I feel you.
We was really the nerds, and y'all want to act like it's cool now. Okay.
I just saw another one of my homies, like another artist, and he had a Yu-Gi-Oh deck on him, like in his car, and was like, yo, go make yourself a deck. And I was like, shoot, I'm about to go buy me some. I'm about to go fire my old Yu-Gi-Oh card.
I really used to be on the Yu-Gi-Oh battles, like, with my cousins. It's no joke.
I feel that. Man, dang. I actually was one of those kids that never had video games, never had a what's it called?
Game Boy?
Yes, those things.
I spent, like, probably half of my life on a Game Boy. From like the ages 5 to 11,
I would only do racing games and a fighting game. If I fought you, I would use the same move and like keep like kicking you, like so when you come back and you come back forward, I'm gonna keep kicking you and kicking you and kicking you. You're not about to be moving, and I'm gonna win.
I was on Super Smash Brothers.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, never mind. That's the best game ever made. But yeah, no, that's cool though. Yeah, video games are great. I love it. I'm a nerd still, so.
You're a nerd. Do you have, so in your videos that you direct, do you, anything that you like ever inspire the concept of the theme? So like, since you like video games, do you ever like put video games in it?
Video games in it. You know what? My latest video with Mikey Stacks from Coombsy, where I'm going, I actually have a scene in there where it looks like the scene from Fear, the video game, where like it's like a little girl in like a dress and she's like looking like at the camera, but her hair is in front of her eyes, so it's like trippy. But on this one, her hair is in front of her eyes, but the light is under her head, so it's like she's holding a candle all the way up these stairs called Thousand Stairs Beach, and it like simplifies like the faith of like going up towards a battle and like struggling towards the top. And he's like walking down to the beach to like get away from life and like go fishing and whatnot. It's pretty deep. It's a pretty deep video.
It sounds deep. Mm-hmm. So, do you have any websites that have your or your artist music on it? Can you throw their SoundClouds out there?
Or? Yeah. We have the group SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com back. What is it?
Backslash/Coombsy.
Coombsy. Coombsy Music.
You want to spell that for us?
Kumsy. Is it Coombsy Music?
Coombsy94.
Kumsy94. And then we have That Hippie D SoundCloud.
You know, you can follow me at That Hippie D 94 on SoundCloud. You know, you guys know how to get to it. I know you guys got the app.
And it's the same on Instagram. It's at That Hippie D and then at _ King Kalfani _.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
if you guys like, you know, clothes and all that, you know, you guys could take a look at my, I'm kind of sponsored by a brand called Go Supply. You guys take a look at it. It's a nice brand. If you guys love old school cartoons, anime, Adult Swim, you know,
all that.
That's something you guys want to look into.
When is it? What is it called?
Ghost Supply.
Shout out Ghost Supply.
Ghost Supply. So like Ghost Supply.
Supply. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their Instagram is at Ghost Supply, or they can find them through your Instagram.
You could find them through my Instagram. You could find them on their Instagram. You could even go to their clothing website.
Mm-hmm. And who else are you sponsored by, if you don't mind me asking?
We're sponsored by Golden Commodity. We're sponsored by who else are we sponsored by? Extravaganza. We're sponsored by who else? Splitterillos. Shout out to Splitterillos. We're also sponsored by The Originators. We gonna keep them going, you know. They moved off the Melrose block, but we're still moving and pushing, so you know. We got a couple people behind us.
Do you have any shows coming up?
We do. We got the, okay, I haven't released the name yet officially, but the next hip hop revival is going to be called the LA Heat Wave. Mm.
Did I just get an exclusive?
You just got to get an exclusive.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
You guys could catch me and the squad at Los Globos on October 11th.
Mm-hmm. We got the Hip Hop Revival, Hip Hop Revival Volume 2, and that will be the LA Heat Wave. And that will be something else, because I got all kind of people come into that one. Like, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah, so if you don't know, the Los Globos Club is in Silver Lake, if I'm not mistaken.
Los Globos in Silver Lake.
Yeah, so come out, guys, and witness the funk and the perfectness and the creativeness of Mr. King Kalfani and his team.
And you're just going to see the craziest show ever with some good energy, and you're going to have a lot of fun.
And not listen to trap music that doesn't have a story.
And not listen to trap music with no fun or story.
No fun or story. Alrighty, guys. You have been listening to KPCRadio.com. This is Shanti, and this was the Talking to Shanti.
Hey.
And it was good talking to you guys. You guys have a good one.
For sure. Thank you, Shanti.